Gamers want nuanced female characters who don't wear bikinis into battle. Is that so much to ask? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Marielle Segarra. Grand Theft Auto 6 will be getting a female protagonist, according to Bloomberg. Rockstar Games, which makes Grand Theft Auto, has not confirmed this and didn't respond to our request for comment. But it would be a notable change. There are far fewer playable female characters than male ones in video games. And for a long time, the women have been typecast as damsels in distress, like Princess Peach from Super Mario, or as sex objects, depicted with little clothing and exaggerated proportions. Think Lara Croft from the 1990s Tomb Raider games. She's an archaeologist who explores old ruins in teeny tiny shorts and a tank top. We called up Teresa Lynch at The Ohio State University to see if things are changing. In 2016, she researched the portrayal of female characters in video games over 31 years and found that they're growing in number, and that it is becoming less common to portray women in that hypersexual way. Also,
there are far fewer damsels in distress. But it's not just that there are fewer of them. It's also that there are more representations of powerful and capable female characters, too.
The stereotypes haven't completely disappeared, but they have receded, making way for female protagonists with deeper stories, motivations, and flaws, like Aloy, a warrior and huntress who wields a bow and arrow in the 2017 post-apocalyptic game Horizon Zero Dawn.
This mission, it's my life. It's all I can think about. I have to stay focused.
One reason for this change, video game makers have realized that women play games too. Nearly half of all U.S. gamers are female, according to the Entertainment Software Association. Amanda Cody teaches media and game studies at the University of Oregon.
People really started to wake up to the idea that they didn't always have to target the same audience.
She says in the early to mid-2000s, game companies started to market their products to what they considered non-traditional players, and not just young men. That strategy paid off for Nintendo in 2006. It marketed its Wii console to girls, moms, and seniors, and eventually sold more than 100 million. And Cody says women want their video game avatars to be depicted in a way that makes sense. Like she says, a lot of female gamers complain about something they call bikini chainmail.
So this is when you're playing as a character and you get a cool new piece of armor. And when you put it on your avatar, it becomes a bikini of armor. So all your vital organs are exposed and the armor would not actually do anything to protect you. That really drives a lot of the players I speak to crazy because it pulls them out of the immersion that they have in the story. It pulls them out of their character's role in the game.
One big change. In 2013, when Tomb Raider was rebooted, Lara Croft was given more realistic proportions and less revealing outfits. We don't know yet how the Grand Theft Auto 6 character will be portrayed, and the game has been criticized for controversial content in the past. But sounds like there's a reason to hope. And now for some related links. We will have an article from Bloomberg that reported on the Grand Theft Auto news, as well as Teresa Lynch's study on our website, marketplacetech.org. The video game industry has developed a reputation for catering games to men. And that could be because traditionally there are far more men than women actually making the games. In a 2021 survey, the International Game Developers Association found that only 30% of respondents working in the game industry identified as women, though that number is up a bit from 2019. Daniel Shin lead produced this show. I'm Marielle Segarra, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.